Jesse. So what? We've been talking about Monday Manaʻo for a while.
It's been a bit.
Yeah. So I think that Brother Jared made it possible for us to sit together in the studio and just have a Manaʻo sharing on what the Ihuwai is coming up next week and what we've been trying to do with the Navigator Project, the MC, the Men's Circle. Yeah, so maybe we just start off with, you know, what is, maybe I'll ask you, what does an MC mean to you, a Men's Circle?
So for me, you know, the biggest thing that I draw from that is just the ability to be creative and be held, you know, to have my thoughts come through in a way that can be received by brothers that I trust, to care for me in a good way, where whatever the lens that it may be perceived from them, there's space to navigate it. That's the biggest thing for me, you know, just being in connection with brothers, having the ability to be honest with myself through saying words out loud. Like if I'm not showing up to circle, if I'm making things up or if I'm telling lies or not being honest in circle, I'm only doing a disservice to myself. I can appear to have it all together. I can appear, you know, to be a certain way, but my life, as I step through it, won't look that way. So for me, the circle really gives me the opportunity to, here, I'm gonna be honest with myself. I've been stumbling some. Maybe I've been in a really good way. And all of it's necessary and needed for the life process, and from my opinion, at least.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the masks that we wear as men. And a lot of times there's these personas that we're creating throughout our lives that protect us or show us how to show up in certain ways, but they're not really our fully integrated version of ourselves, our higher self. And in circle, we actually have an opportunity to practice taking the mask down, being real with ourselves, practicing being the best version of ourselves so that we can bring that to the other aspects of our life. Yeah. And yeah, I feel that too, bro. It's a place where we can notice ourselves when those personas turn online, when maybe we're hiding, we're not willing to be seen, or we're just making it about ourselves. You know, I'm in my shit, I'm in my thoughts, I'm in my head. And I can come out of that and go, well, what wants to happen through me? and what we were kind of touching on earlier, it's like this idea of hierarchy and leadership that we've been taught, where one person has to like own everyone else and dominate the room and the space. When actually there's another version of leadership. What wants to come through me? What wants to come through to the room? Like you were saying earlier, like it's like passing the ball.
Yeah. Who has the connection to spirit right now? You know, who's feeling it that can come through? It's not about each individual per se as much as it's the collective that all of these individuals have brought together to this symbiosis type of thing, right? To then say, okay, who's spirit got? You know, and who's going to bring it through in a good way? And it doesn't have to look, yeah, like I'm the leader, so I'm going to dictate it this way. It's like, no, who has it? Because what do I know?
Right.
When it comes, especially when it comes to like what spirit's calling in, like what do I know?
Yeah, what is truth to me might not be exactly the truth for you. And I feel like that's where we're having to reject this old model of, you know, hey, it looks like this for me. I experience truth as this, so it must be this for you. And we're actually completely rejecting it. It's not that. It's a sense of having a commitment to it, like knowing what was real. But at the same time, as we present it, it's like, that's all we were supposed to do. And we got to release and not control how it's received. And then allow someone else to see it in their way. And we learn from them in another perspective of that same truth. And we continue to expand, which is something I feel that happens in our MC that is so beautiful. And I want, you know, it'd be great to see more people experience that and come in and go, yeah, you have an opportunity to be seen, be heard, and practice holding space for others. You know, the symbiosis of, you know, surrender and taking on leadership and accountability. So tell me about the Ihuwai coming up next week with Uncle Kimokeo and then the Navigator MC.
Yeah, so I mean, I love when Uncle Kimokeo comes out. You know, he was at our first Navigator Circle. And that was a beautiful thing to really bring the foundation in of that, of what matters, you know, honoring the elders, bringing the love back to the elements, you know, to the ocean, to the winds, you know, to everything that fuels us, it's outside of this created human experience. And so to come back around, to be around, you know, summer solstice, this time of, you know, the long days, the long sunlight, to have Uncle come back out again and to, you know, share his life experience with the men. It's going to be a powerful time, as it was the first one we did. And I don't recall how long ago that first one was that we did, but it's been over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really grateful that we're, you know, chugging back forward with Navigator. And I imagine we're going to be doing more of these events, hopefully get it more consistent again with the Haiku Men's Circle, you know, full steam ahead as it has been. You know, we're also able to now spread out the love in that way, like we were talking about initially, you know, mm-hmm. who has the ball?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when it's just a couple of people trying to manage a group, it can, for me at least, feel like a burden at times. But as we expand out and I don't have to control it, like, it's not, Navigator's not my circle.
Yeah.
It's something that I love to participate with because I love you. I love Shems. I love the brothers that I've met through the circle. But it's also not mine to necessarily curate alone. It's just something that we're all curating together. And so with the circle and how I've seen just the brothers able to connect in such a good way, it just allows more gifts to be brought online.
Yeah.
And more possibilities for the men showing up. You know, that's the biggest thing. My hope for brothers showing up, especially if they're not familiar with circle work or being in connection with men in a strong way, is that they'll be able to view one of the people that are leading per se and find a reference point there to connect them.
Yeah.
And it's not always going to be me.
Right.
It won't always be you.
Right.
And so by having just bros that I can have full trust and knowing that they're going to show up in their fullest selves, then I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Because whoever needs to connect with them will.
Yeah.
And it's not about, oh, why didn't he connect with me? You know, in the past, it could get my ego get stirred up. It's like, oh, why did he go talk to that guy, not me?
Right.
Doesn't know I'm the lead guy.
Right.
And all that noise. It's like, no,
that's bullshit. Not
the fucking part that matters.
Yeah.
The part that matters is that bros come out and they get fed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go home, they're fed, they're full, so they can now feed their families, feed their loved ones, you know, feed their coworkers even.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest thing to me. You know, it's not about me.
What do you mean by being fed? Like tap into that.
So being fed. So, you know, having enough, for me, it's like being full enough in my soul, in my presence, that I now have enough to give. You know, if I'm trying to give from an empty container, well, what can I actually give? You know, I'm giving the rations that I'm surviving on. No, I don't want to be giving rations and survive. I want to have an abundance to then be able to give so that everybody can eat.
100%.
You know, worst thing, you know, you go to a party and there's not enough food for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I got to take just one piece of chicken or one of this. You're like, no. I want to have a plethora of food so that whatever, however much you need to eat.
Right.
Some people are starving. You know, some people don't get any type of connection with their family, with a brother, with their kids. You know, some people are so lost in the world. And it's a sad thing that they're so hungry that when they come to something like a circle, they have to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And if the brothers that are holding that don't have the capacity to feed, well, then what are we actually doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you saying it's like soul food, like, you know, connection, connection being one of the things that we're missing in life. Right. And perhaps what we have the opportunity to do in MC in Ihuwai is we get to like wash away whatever our blocks are to those connections, you know, which usually it's for me, it's been my own fears, my own insecurities, my own walls, projections. Break those down so that I can open up. And then in that opening up, I get to see reality more clearly. And in that clarity, it's like, oh yeah, my soul gets fed. And it's been hungry. It's been asking for all that nutrition. It's been asking for that connection to the ocean and to the sky and to the Mauna. And now we got an opportunity to do it. And bringing it back to Uncle Kimokeo and the Ihuwai, the water ceremony, like really it's like a physical act where, you know, with his wisdom, his ike, his presence, his words, his culture, and the water, there's a physical manifestation of actually, yeah, you're cleansing yourself. You're letting go of all these insecurities and all these fears and all these things that told you that you weren't enough, that you weren't a good enough husband or partner, or you weren't providing enough in the community, or you got this issue and that problem and you did this and you're not worthy of all that. You know, and it's time for you to like wash yourself free, be seen by other men where we can see you freeing yourself from this burden. I can free myself from this burden. I can be seen by nature, which, you know, the sun loves the earth no matter what. It's never going, you owe me, right? Like Rumi says, hey, you owe me for all the sunlight that I gave you, right? It's like, you know, the kala kala is just giving to the Ainu, which is exactly our true nature, to just give to the Ainu, Allah Ainu.
Well, and this, and the fact that we're all the same, right? I'm no different than the trees and the plants and the animals. I'm in that cultural, traditional way of being, you know, even in Hawaiian culture, there's no word for nature because it's just the world. Like, it's just the existence that we're part of. You know, so it's not a separation. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm not separate from all of these things. They're just a part of me. I am water. I am stone. Yeah, you know, I'm all these things, as well as the stone and the water are all of me too. And so there's no separation. That's what I love.
Yeah. And that's one of the beautiful things that you bring to the MC too, is like, you know, Jesse, you kind of hold that first round where we connect, right? And like in the Navigator Project, it's kind of this philosophy of you are the navigator of the sea of life. You know, you being Kane, man, me, you know, you think, no, there's no one person telling me how to do this. I'm having to connect to my truth, to my inner compass. And that is, you know, how do we connect to that intuition, that na'au, right? And that's that internal work, which happens for us. I feel like the most important way we do that is through nature, like through grounding into the earth, to the wind, to the ocean, to the water, which is one reason why we sit by the water at Kanaha Beach Park.
Yep.
And we hear the wind blowing, you know, we feel the earth beneath us. We have the trees surrounding us and the water is just right there. And that's the first round that you hold, that connection to the earth. And then we go into the maps, which is the toolkit, the emotional understanding, how to become more emotionally intelligent or adept to process our feelings and our experiences, our pu'uvai, the waters of what we feel as sentient beings. And then go into the crew, which is our connection to each other, you know, who's there to support us so that on this ship and on this ocean, we got someone to help us raise the sails, you know, drop the anchor, swab decks, whatever needs to be done so that we can navigate these waters together. But yeah, compass, maps, and crew. And that's kind of the simple thing, you know. And then back to the Kane ala kaʻi, the grounded in nature, guided by culture, and letting that be our guides, which is something that we can take wherever we are.
Yeah.
If it's just me, you know, traveling the world, I can always find a place in nature where I can reconnect.
That's funny. When I travel, you know, I'll give out, you know, Hawaiian chants to places, but then it's always with the, in that asking, who's here? Who are you here?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bring necessarily my culture. I'm bringing a way of being with culture to another place.
Okay.
But then also saying, but who's here? I want to know who you are. I'm not trying to tell you how I want you to be.
Yeah.
This is how I know to call to you.
Wow.
And then please, if you're willing, you know, come back and give back to me. Because, you know, I don't know a lot of times these places that I travel, these new places. I'm like, I don't know who the ancestors are. So will you show me?
Yeah.
Will you give me a little morsel of that?
Yeah. I'm listening. Yeah. I'm asking permission to be here. Of whoever's here, whether it's the animal, you know, the eagle, if you're in the Northwest, or the Eva, you know, if you're on the channel, I ask permission to be here. Will you receive me? And I'm listening to hear a response versus like, oh, I just assume that I belong here, which, you know, yeah, you belong, but you're in relationship to everything else that also belongs. So can you ask for that permission to be present, you know? That, and I think permission is really like that, you're asking to be part of.
Yeah.
Like, can I join you in this experience of this place? Whoever is here, I'm listening.
Can I align with you instead of wanting to force you to align with me?
Yes.
Kind of thing. It's like, because yes, it's not about me.
You know, yeah.
In all of that, like we're talking about with nature, we're all the same. It's all part of it. So why should I make it about me?
Mm-hmm.
My ego wants to say, it's important for me,
yeah.
But a tree just keeps growing, you know, it just keeps reaching for the sun, right? Prays for the water, and it just keeps going. It's not mad at the tree next to it. It's a little bit taller now. You know, it just keeps growing because that's what it knows to do. So it's me, just keep navigating life.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck in these spots that I'm not feeling like I'm being seen or met or hurt, whatever it is. It's like, just keep giving, because that's what nature does for us. You know, I go to Iao every day. I've never gone a day without the water flowing. Every day the water flows. Yes.
Unconditional love.
That's a gift.
Yeah.
A lot of places around the world, there's old creeks, the water doesn't flow anymore. For millennia, water flowed through that, and now it doesn't. I get to go to my favorite spot, and the water flows every day. So just in that, that's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's an orientation that I'm feeling, you know, you have. Where you're taking your attention away from, like, what I don't have or what's not working, or I mean, this is da-da-da-da-da, all these, like, potential thoughts that could be there, or personas and masks. And instead you're going into this sense of gratitude of, like, oh, this connection. And, like, so, and in that connection, you have that gratitude. And in that gratitude and connection, something comes through. And maybe that's, like, the ultimate opportunity that we have. What wants to come through?
Yeah, because what do I know? You know, spirit's got a plan.
Yeah.
And luckily, I guess at this point in life, I've been shown in enough situations that say spirit's got me. And so why should I let my little thinky brain get in the way of that? You know, when it's potent and when the connection is strong, the thinky brain just needs to kind of be quiet.
Yeah.
Allow the realness of life to come through.
For sure.
Because, yeah, the brain will be a trap for me at times. So.
100. And really, it's like a useful tool, but it's about coherence between, you know, pu'uvai, mana'o, heart, emotional center, and the intellect and the intelligence. Like, can they coexist? And can we also bring in the na'o, you know, our instincts, our body intelligence, to be part of this human experience in cohesion? And lokahi is a Hawaiian say harmony. And that's really where we can show up as men, as kane, in that full coherence of being human versus just stuck in the head. You know, I get caught there all the time. And it's like, bring myself back into the body, into the na'o, listen to uhane, which is uhane nui, great spirit. Bring that larger intelligence into my life so that it can support me in, like, guiding and finding my way versus trying to figure everything out or dominating the scenario or dominating Earth, you know, these old colonial mindsets, releasing from that and coming back to the way that we were intended to be.
Yeah, because spirit's got a plan. And when I've leaned into that and just allowed and had full faith in that, what's come through is much greater than my mind could have ever thought of.
Hell yeah.
Right? That's the beauty for me, at least, in seeing it, seeing so many things come together in such a beautiful way that I couldn't have thought this better, yet it continues to happen to me. To me, that's what gets me. You know, it's like, why should I try to fight with spirit and tell spirit, like, what my brain is saying, when whenever I just allow that to be released, that's where the magic is. So it's a funny thing. And luckily, you know, we've got great brothers to navigate the world with and to navigate my life with that allow me to see these things in a beautiful way. You know, this is all pretty new to me, you know, over the last couple of years of really finding really close brothers to be in connection with, you know, through circle work, through navigator, you know, and digging deep, you know. And that's, you know, we started off with, like, what does this circle mean? And, like, that's the thing, like, who's going to come dig with me? Because, you know, it can be fun to play in the shallows, but, you know, sometimes we got to go in the deep water and see what life is really, really made of. And so the circle work really allows me to find the brothers that are willing to dig, willing to dive deeper, willing to build capacity, you know, free diving. You don't just go and dive 100 feet. You got to go out and practice. You know, you got to get your body calibrated. It's not something that, oh, I want to dive 100 feet, so you're going to go out and just do it. No, you need to practice, go out, spend time, step, step, step. And then eventually you're like, oh, I'm down 100 feet. How did that happen?
Right. Imagine. You're giving me the visual of paddling in the va'a too,
yeah.
You know, where you're training yourself to go across the channel. And the word you said, like, digging, can we dig in this together? In the Northwest, the tribes say, the paddlers over there, they say pulling. Can we pull together? They don't paddle the canoe, they pull the canoe. So, like, you put the paddle in the water, you pull forward, and you're all pulling together, which is, like, kind of like that visual that you were just sharing. Like, we're pulling together to get across the channel. And we need each other, and everyone counts. Ah, right on, bro. What would you say to someone who's maybe interested in checking out the Kane Alakai, the Navigator MC, the Ehuvai coming up, maybe on the fence, you know, unsure.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's like the fear is easy. You know, it's easy to lean into the fear. It's easy to just stay the same. But it's also worth it to try something different. And so come out and see. Mm-hmm. You know, the biggest thing for me is just see what's possible. Mm-hmm. Like, open your heart. Open your awareness to what's possible. If, especially if you're looking at it and there's some fear around showing up, like, what is that fear coming from? Is it because you feel that something changing might, you know, be a struggle for you? Like, that's, it's the funniest thing. Fear has gripped me for, you know, a long, large portion of my life. And the more I just show up and step in, the more it dissipates. And so for me, it's always just show up. Like, if you come and it's not your vibe, take off. Like, nobody's going to put a leash around you and hold you to this thing. Like, if it just doesn't feel right and you got to go, that's what it is. Like, all of you is welcome. You know, every part of any man that shows up, all of them is welcome. We'll sort out what that looks like when we get there. But it's really just stepping in. Show up and step in. See what's possible. Because if a brother's thinking about showing up, that means he probably needs it. I need it. You know, I need to show up to these circles or else I'm not full. So, you know, that's not super profound, but that's what comes through. You know, just show up. And it's worth it. You know, do it for your family. Do it for your loved ones. You know, do it for everything that matters to you.
You know, I appreciate what you're saying. And I would just repeat the same thing of, like, if there's a part of you that is looking for that expansion and curious how to get there, and also wanting to do this from your own sense, your own place, like, not giving your power away, right? Like, that's the other thing that I think is really important for us is, like, yeah, there's no gurus here trying to tell you what to do. We're all, you know, flawed humans. We're all flawed men. And, you know, our desire for truth and our desire to understand, our desire to be the best dad that I can be, best partner that I can be to my partner, to my lover, the best creator I can be in my work and my creativity and my art, to walk in my full presence, to be in reverence of nature and my elders and spirit. You know, it's a lot to do. And at the same time, it's so simple. It's just being authentic. It's just being my real self.
Yeah.
Because my uhane, my connection to Okua, just does that naturally. I just have to get out of my own way.
Get out of your own way.
And I think that's what we try to promote, I think, at the circle. It's like, hey, you know, like, you call me out when I'm in story, right? Like, if I'm like, bro, like, got this thing, and da-da-da-da-da. Okay, what a name. Like, we're in story right now. Let's bring it back. What's really going on? What's the feeling, you know? And, like, that's the thing that I feel I've learned the most is emotional intelligence of tracking. Like, oh, yeah, what is going on? When I'm in story, I'm telling this thing, like, I'm not enough. Or I'm like, this happened at work or this relationship thing and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, a brother can be like, bro, you know, I hear you got a lot going on. But, like, what is really going on? What's really there? And then I can track it. And, oh, bro, I feel a lot of pain in my heart right now. And I can drop into that, and you might call me forward, and then I'll feel that awareness, and I feel that emotion, and it's get to, like, communicate to me, and something comes through, and I can see it for what it is. And then now I start to see the way ahead, instead of the fog, and instead of the fears, instead of the walls. So, yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to this circle with you, and holding space with you and Shems and Uncle Kimo Kill. And really excited for what wants to happen. So, yeah, Jesse, appreciate you for responding to the calling, for being your authentic self, even with all your flaws and all your ways. And yet, I see you always coming back to this truth, your uhane. And yeah, I love you, brother. Let's go, man. That you can carry. I'm dried up the road, and I'll say hello. If you just call me when you need a friend.